basically into that pond at the A-frame house right there.
Okay.
And that water comes in there, and when it rains, a decent rain, so we have a retention pond. My neighbor has a retention pond, and then he has that lake, or it's kind of like a lake because he keeps it filled. But what ends up happening is we get a, it's going to have to be really like a really big rain. That water seems to come all the way down through there, and it comes basically and spills out of his pond and goes into the retention pond like it's designed to and everything. And that fills up really quickly. And then ours, we've got like a little creek going underneath our driveway, and then our retention pond fills up. But in the last, I don't know why, we've lived there since 2011, but in the last 3 years, I've really noticed it. Whenever we have a big rain, it pours in so much water. I mean, it literally is as wide as this room going across my front yard, and it is this deep coming across my yard right there, and it floods everything out there.
In our garage.
In in the last 3 years, my building out back, I mean, I've had water in my building this deep. I've had water a lot and everything. And then, if you go on down past our house right there, there's a culvert that goes underneath the road in between my other neighbor's house and mine. And that water pours out through the back, and it goes down in there. And it's like it seems like all the water in that area funnels right down there between our houses and goes out in that field out behind us. And the water packs up so much that it goes all the way out the back, and then it comes all the way back up to basically the back of our house. And, I mean, I've got videos and pictures of it, but it just seems like, I think the major culprit deal is really the one coming under Butler Road.
I mean, the water's flowing through that okay? I mean,
it does. It's kind of like a spillway coming out of it. So there's a guy keeps a pond right there in the A-frame house, and it spills over, and it comes into his retention pond, and then it's, you know, like,
yeah,
right
they, they also, they hit me but with it, the deal about it.
It comes up, like, super fast, mm-hmm. And it's filled up, and it runs all the way around and everything, and then it comes underneath my driveway and fills up our retention pond really quickly. But it fills up Celeste and their house next to us, and it fills up so fast, and the water runs. I mean, my question was, I guess, it does that. That's my observation. Is there some way to, I mean, like, on the other side of Butler Road, does everything have to funnel into that doggone culvert come under the road?
It's washing away the pond in between our yard and our neighbor's yard.
Right.
It's so much.
Like our tree is the only thing that's holding it. It's like the, if you look.
In the last couple of years, it's literally eroded probably between our properties. I mean, there's tons of dirt, and it's just going out the back out into this field out there.
Right.
Separate. It's like there's
chips. I mean, does it have something to do with the new roundabout, the way they redid the roads or anything? I mean,
no.
3 years ago, we got 30 inches of rain. So that was kind of a.
That was bad. That was bad.
Yeah, but it's happened since then. It's just happened one time.
And it actually happened even before that and everything, but not where it was flooding up in our house. But it just seems like a lot of water comes through there. And, I mean, I like my little retention pond being filled up and everything, but, man, when it's getting filled, it's pretty,
coming in fast, and it's just, like, really strong.
I mean, our driveway ends up with just the water running across our yard, and it's supposed to be going underneath that bridge, but there's so much water coming through there, like, my driveway is a foot underwater.
Is that something that Butler County needs to look at too?
Well, it's not just that, but I mean, a lot of these housing conditions, we haven't maintain the ditches, and so they're eroded. And they're, I mean, they're still.
Are we responsible for like Butler County Road?
No. They just cleaned their ditch and made it run to them anything faster.
Yeah, well, I just noticed that.
And
it's
so,
all out.
I mean, we need to.
Man, now what happened?
I can't think of that lady's name, but she called me the other day and was telling me the same deal about the pond.
Mm-hmm.
Donna Head.
And there's new people living in that house up there for about the last 4 or 5 months. And
yeah.
She lives on Quentin. And so. She's got her and the neighbor pond, I don't know, but they were.
Yeah.
I have a book here. But I called her back because I was driving, but we do plan on cleaning the ditches out because they are silted in and bad, and that'll help get the water flowing. But I told her that I need to get Butler County to do a water study through there. So I can see what the water's supposed to do and where it's supposed to go. Because there may be something like behind that field in the next field. Could be some trees in the ditch, whatever, blocking that water from getting on through there.
So I do notice one of the things that she said too was like the ditches and the culverts. Like all down on our road there. I try to keep my clean out, you know, because I got little pipes going underneath my driveway and everything. And that's supposed to kind of do that. Well, I feel like I'm the only person on my road just about it that doesn't have like gladiolas or something completely plugged.
Not in the ditch.
It's plugged up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So part of the like when you go back up towards Butler from our house right there, that ditch gets full of water. The water runs right across the road, and that's one of the places where all of that material is gone.
Because mm-hmm.
the water runs across the road,
right.
Yeah.
And all the rocks going. And then, like, where we are, our road was actually pretty good, I told you.
Yep.
I thought it was okay.
We just had big potholes.
But we didn't even mind the potholes, because one of the things is, out where we're at, they take off from Butler Road. By the time they get to our house, they're going so fast. I mean.
Oh, you want the speed bump.
Yeah,
I agree.
Seriously.
I'd rather have all the speed bumps.
I've had several people.
Yeah. I would rather have my potholes back.
Yeah.
Because they didn't bother me. I just drove around them. But you know what?
They bothered a few people. I got several emails.
Right.
That's the only reason I came in there.
We were the ones that had to pull in all of it.
You know how potholes are. You go slow enough, though. And everything, and you slow down to like 10 or 15 miles an hour or whatever, just kind of weave yourself through them. You don't hit any of them. But when you're doing 55 miles an hour, I'm not joking.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I was working on that road, and they were still flying down.
I can't imagine what their maintenance bill on our cars is. Man, I hear it. It's like, you know, the wheels are flying through there. It's like, man, I don't hate to work on, you know, that car. But, you know, I saw the thing where we had a in our township that we went from, what was it, 35 to 30s? I think.
The additions are 30.
Additions are 30.
Yeah, so is ours
yep.
an addition?
Yep, the signs are actually put together. They're going up this week.
I heard y'all say that. That's what I was going to ask. I was wondering if that was the case and everything. Because, you know, I don't know if anybody does. We're going to do it.
Well, believe it or not, Butler County has been patrolling.
Yeah.
And so, especially the roads where the signs are right now. Mm-hmm. So, but we are going to get the rest of them put up later in the week.
I think
first
it'd be
next
great
week.
And everything, at least just to remind people, because I think people think that there is no speed limit because, you know, there's no sign.
They do.
But, man, and we have on our road, for some reason, I was trying to tell you that the other night, we have 18 wheelers.
Yes.
We have.
I'm home right now because I'm not working.
It's like, you know, all kinds of fields, you know,
coming
down all the road.
I was wondering why Cornejo, because they pulled down there, and I'm like, where's he going?
Mm-hmm.
But then I go around the corner on Quentin, and there's asphalt millings going back to the guy's barn, so I'm thinking he's hauling it over there.
Because
he came in, and then he came back out because he needed to turn, and I had the blade in the way. So I'm guessing he was hauling material over there for them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shortcuts, though. I mean, going, and they'll go down.
So the stuff that got, we talked about that, so the stuff that got dumped on our road and everything is, of course, not the right stuff.
Right.
Are y'all gonna just
I got rock coming tomorrow, and so we're going to put rock on it. I'll bet it's harder.
It's hard.
But the bad, see, if that would have been gray, it would have been hard and stayed hard. You guys wouldn't have called me.
Yeah.
But with all that cream, the cream just doesn't bind together like the gray does.
I know it's going to happen when it rains.
But we're bringing gray rock in, which is less dusty, and it's got fines to up to an inch and a half. And so when I get that worked in, you'll have less dust, but you won't be slimy like you were having your Crown Vic spin out. I pay attention.
Well, so, you know, one of the concerns is my motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, you get out of there.
And what we'll do is we'll take, and when we put that rock down, I'll blade it back and forth. We'll take that roller and kind of beat it down. So I've got motorcycles up and down my road, and they managed to get out.
Yeah.
So.
And it's just, you know, I hate cleaning that thing.
Get you one of those California dusters. And make a small one you can put in your saddlebag. Go out to the road.
No, I don't worry about that. I was about mud. I got dirt.
Yeah, I was sick to my stomach, and everybody blew me up, and I felt horrible. I'm like, and they made a liar out of me, and Rhonda was apologizing after Corey, and John, the grandson, called me and apologized, and Dwayne. I'm like, I appreciate it, guys, you know, but that's not helping me.
We'll get it there.
So I was going to tell you one thing. I saw them. They use a blade similar to that. We moved here from North Carolina about 10 years ago. That blade you're talking about's kind of got the teeth on it.
Mm-hmm.
They use those in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And it actually started up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
That's where they started that, because the ice gets so hard they needed something to tear through the ice.
Yeah, when you said that, I was kind of like, I think I heard it was something like that. So I had to pull it up.
You show me
that was the video. That was the video that I originally came up with. So I think that's what they use there. And so they mix stuff with the rock too there, and that's what they use.
Yeah.
And their rocks, their roads seem to be making really well. We got a lot more sand than we have and everything there on the coast, but they work pretty darn good.
Sand's not bad if you use it in little quantities. I've got enough left over in the ditches that I don't need it. So
yeah.
I've got some roads that have hardened up almost like concrete. And so just trying to refabricate that and get the mixture right out there is what we're working for. 180th one down here, tire guy. He lives down it. We got the dust calmed way down, so that was a huge deal. And so I'm trying to replicate both these roads that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
It's just taking time.
So I got one more question. I'll let everybody else go and everything. So when I guess it was a few years ago, I think everybody called it Thunder Road. Mm-hmm. The road going down back way to Augusta.
Right.
Going down that road, 150th and everything, was that chip seal?
Yeah, all them roads are covered in chip seal.
So when they lay out, like, it looks like tar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they throw that rock on it.
Chat.
That's
chip seal.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So basically what we do is we build a good solid base, and then they put the oil on. Then they spread the chat on it, pack it down. So you end up with, like, a layer of that thing. And then they do two layers, so you end up about like so.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I have some quick questions. One is, either I'm totally ignorant, which I am, or it's a typo. On your minutes from March 15th, your transaction says $510,000 of ending balance of $470,000. And this time your beginning balance is $510,000. This happens to be that third transaction is not what you're paying.
That's what the bank statement starts with every time.
Okay.
This, basically, this, yeah, the ending balance or the register balance, well, the cleared balance sometimes is the same. It depends on if you have any outstanding.
I see what he's saying. He's saying, you know, this doesn't match this.
Beginning balance
isn't
the same.
Oh,
and it won't. Yeah.
No,
the ending balance will never be the same thing. Well,
yeah.
99% of the time, it won't be the same thing. Because there's unclear transactions. We have to show our ending balance. We have to show, even though the bank shows that we have $478,000, or they're both, we have to show that
$478,255. Okay. I that's that question. Next thing is, and this again is from the discussion. There was some comment that, are you going to discontinue chip sealing roads or not?
No. We're discontinuing using crushed and millings. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people get that confused. Yeah. See, but, you know.
And Butler County is the one that does our chip sealing.
Mm-hmm. That's where they put down the tack oil, you know, half inch thick, and spread the chat over it, pound it in. And crushed asphalt's where they grind it up off a pre-paved road, and pull it in, beat it down. And some of it hardens up, some of it doesn't.
And my big question is, how many crew do we have right now? There's you and Randy.
There's me and Randy full-time. And then we have three part-time guys. So two of the three are working right now.
Okay,
right. Doug's been working on his house a lot, trying to get it ready to sell. And Marion?
I just wondered if you could improve Prairie Creek north of 170. That half a mile is so rough and got holes in it down by the little water bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been down that road lately?
Yep.
You know it needs some attention. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Got to get a truck.
Okay. It's been pretty rough, and there's holes working in the road north of the little water bridge. Probably the worst road in
Pleasant
Township right now, or that.
I think it probably is. If I come great at your brother's going to throw a hissy fit.
What? What's that?
If I come great at your brother's going to throw a hissy fit. That white rock just is a dusty thing. Man, it's dusty.
I'm not talking about the north end. I'm talking about the south.
Right. Yeah, it's on our to-do list. We're going to come in and rebuild that up because we got to get that ready for chip seal.
That part is getting chip sealed?
Mm-hmm. Up
to about 50 feet before and after the
low water bridge.
Right.
When is Butler County planning on repairing Prairie Creek?
He was supposed to call me.
This is awful.
2 weeks ago.
I mean, it's not full of holes yet, but it's on its way. When it starts breaking down.
Yeah, I've noticed that there's a lot of cracks, and I was going to take paint, but then they forecasted rain, so I held off on that, paint all the bad spots. So I don't know. I'm gonna give Leroy a call again tomorrow and say when you come and roundabouts open, when you get this taken care of, because I'm gonna hit him up about all those roads plus 146 and a couple of additions.
What's your last name? I totally.
Barty.
I don't know. I just had a. Just totally forgot it for there for a second.
So, yep, I'm just waiting on him to call so we can take a drive and I can go, I want that fixed, that fixed, that fixed, that fixed. Yes. It was really bad after the ice storm.
Yeah.
I got some of it fixed, but I know that they've got their hands full of some other things going on right now. But.
And some of the stuff they can't do because of the weather still. So.
My turn.
No, only one for family. Sorry. Go ahead, Jim.
All right. So this is not for you guys because
Michael, I'd like to see the business case for chip seal.
The original business case?
What justifies it? Yes.
Yeah, I'd have to go back.
Now, what we're talking about tonight is catching the chip seal. We're getting equipment and stuff like that to be able to fix the chip seal that we currently own that we're gonna, right?
Right.
We're gonna take to make, right? So that's, I guess, unintended or overhead associated with chip seal that we may not have thought about.
No, we did. I mean, I remember them talking about it at the time. You've got to figure that we have to spend, approximately $5,000 a year on a road for rock.
$5,000 a year per mile?
Per mile, sorry. Okay. I forgot to add that part. So if we're looking at $5,000 every year, we do a chip seal at $32,000, and then it's basically maintenance-free for 3 years, no rock, no nothing, and then we have to possibly start patching it, and then eventually maybe have to put in a whole new layer.
In 5 years, five to seven years.
So at the time, I think that it did ROI out, you know, from the standpoint, not just from a cost perspective, but from dust, making people much happier.
Well, it was the state regulates so many cars qualifies for a certain certain material on the road. I think it's 250 plus a day is something like that for asphalt, chip seal, 400 is like soap thick of asphalt, you know, 650 soap thick asphalt, and then
this was before me when the whole chip seal thing started.
Those are recommendations, not mandates, right?
That's just what the state says. Because I know that back in
1/80th
was on this board, but Richland was taking care of 1/80th as chip sealed. Now I know that it qualified for asphalt. We tried to get the county to help us, and because, I mean, the amount of cars on that road today is unreal.
Getting back to the statutes, it talks about, you know, you're supposed to use your mill levy first while maintaining roads, basically supporting your infrastructure, schools, cemeteries, things like that, which we're kind of doing. I mean, we're doing the light plant that's out there on 160.
Uh-huh.
So you supported them. It'd be great if we could support the cemetery there on Metalwork.
That's what we were just talking about.
So, yeah, that'd be great. You know, if we could take and support maybe the water tower and the water tower road that's up there on 130th and Butler West.
Oh.
It's got the gravel re-ground on it right now.
No, it's just gravel sand.
That's gonna be ground.
It's got it mixed in, but it ain't. From Butler County to the water tower, that's Andover's.
Oh, it is.
Yes, we don't. We go from the water tower to the county line.
Oh, well,
they handle the because of Rolling Hill or Flint Hills. They take care of those that road and a half a mile.
They go to the water tower, and we go from the water tower to the county line.
So basically, chip seal and the infrastructure, I think, is a good idea, but I'm kind of questioning the overhead associated with doing the whole township. And that's a lot, because we got, 70 miles-ish?
Well,
72 and a quarter.
Not all that we can chip seal. There's stuff down in like 4 Mile Creek Bottom.
Held back 50 feet from each side.
So,
eventually.
50 miles in the township, and it's good for, according to the engineer, 3 to 5 years is what a chip seal is good for. They said it could go to 7. So if we shoot for 5 miles or 5 years on a chip seal, and we got 50 miles, that means every year we need to do about 10 miles, right?
You would have to. Then that's why we. That's also the reason why. Because one of the big things I remember them talking about was do we try to get money to get it all done at once?
Bond issue.
Yeah, do a bond issue or, you know, something like that. Where and that was, again, those were the main roads, not the residential, the neighborhoods, which is approximately about, it's about half and half, so about 35 miles each. But if that was the case, for one thing, we don't have enough people to get the roads prepared for something like that.
Right.
And then not having them staggered, that means all that cost would come up all at 1 year, you know, where we'd have to put a new layer down at $16,000 each.
Staggered,
we had the, you know. So having it staggered out, doing 3 to 5 miles each year, it at least allows us to stagger it. You know, eventually you start hitting the same year and you have to do it. But, yeah, I mean, it's...
Bottom line, I'm concerned that Treasurer Tracy talked earlier about getting in over our head this year on buying equipment or getting out of balance there. I'm just looking, if we do the whole township, does that be looking farther down the road? We'll never be able to get rid of a grader. We've got to keep the grader, even if we... there's equipment we got to keep.
Actually, if we were to be totally chip seal, we could get rid of the grader because they have so many attachments for tractors nowadays. They've even got a mid-mount grader for your tractor.
They get them even snow.
We have snow plows. We got two plows right now.
I thought you sold one.
Mm-hmm.
We sold
the
big
V plow, but we have another. We have a plow that goes on the front of a dump truck, mounted up for the grader. And so, you know, we can get mounting brackets and actually take that mount off and mount it to our dump truck.
So when you redo the asphalt, or when you take and fix a chip seal load of asphalt, like what Miller County?
I use the backhoe.
Just spread it?
Mm-hmm. Works so much nicer. We dumped it right in the bucket. I spread it out over the tack, smoothed it out. We rolled it with a little roller. Piece of cake done. Then I don't have a whole bunch of asphalt all over my grader.
As long as we looked at the, if we did a financial look at it,
I would have to go back and look at the records. I mean, I know that at the time it was Jeff Cady and Julie that looked into that. And so I was just a citizen at the time, and it sounded logical at the time.
At some of the points that the high maintenance roads or the high traveled roads. You know,
I mean, they said Butler County said every road that's asphalt starts off chip seal.
Right.
So, you know, it could be the point that we have to start looking at then, you know, and we've done some asphalting to create a new layer, like on 160th past Prairie Creek. We paid for that last year. That instead of trying to do the chip seal, we just did the layer of asphalt. So that's begun converting that to a pure asphalt road. And that
is, you know, the nice thing is now that we'll have a little bit harder bases going into this. And so we're not going to have so much patching. You know, we're not rushed to the last minute to build these. So I've got between now and about July 1st to get them ready. And so a good couple of months of cars beating on them. They'll be packed down so hard that I'll have to brush it before they can put oil on so it'll stick. Because 180th was so hard that they couldn't get it to stick. We had to brush it. And the only reason we did patch on there, one is because there was ripples where the water had gone over the road. And so I was tired of that by the bridge. And the other two was where the water... because there's no ditch there because they never came back and dug the ditches out, had eight under the road. So we had to patch those. And the other ones were a guy backed out of the cemetery and caught it with rippers or something. Ripped up two chunks and so. But otherwise, and the excavator turned down there before Hillwood. Otherwise, that road hasn't had any patch done to it.
So, Jim, my only request is that either you go to the website and fill out request for records? Okay. All right, it's going to be easy.
Before I do that.
Thank you.
I think that's a good request.
Yeah, I'll have to try to go back and find it. Yeah, I know there was one too. When did we start that? 2013? Is that right?
Well, the first chip seal was done in 17.
17, yeah. Why did I say 13? Okay.
So we got 4 years in, out of 180th and 170th, and if it hadn't been for water, we wouldn't have had to patch.
I mean, I am I'm pretty amazed how well they've done. So, you know, at the get-go when they were talking about doing it, I thought 3 years we'd be having a big-time problem, and we're going on 4 years. And no big deals.
Prairie Creek is not the example. Hopefully it was the traffic, the heavy trucks and stuff.
Yeah,
well,
so
a combination of that. They rushed putting the base down. They used cream, which is terrible. It doesn't hold up for anything. And so, I mean,
I'll tell you a little story. When we went to go do the roads that we're doing this year, last year, we went and talked. Butler County wanted to meet us to see how the roads were. And they said, oh, you need to have these roads set for at least 6 months to a year before we can come at chip seal. But whenever they wanted the detour, we got it done in 2 months. So interesting how their story changed.
Well, they needed the detours. Yeah. Same thing with 160th. You know, Rick started building that, but they wanted it done right now. So the county came in, all their trucks dumped it, chip sealed it, and it was over with. And you see how it's held up. No crown, nothing.
The county needs to fix it right before you guys take it back over.
I don't want it. The city can have it.
Well, no, he's talking about the detour.
The detour. Yeah, he's going to fix it right. Yeah. I'm not accepting anything.
But like this cat trailer, is that what you use to fix, like, Prairie Creek and all?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's kind of weird, but your tack, you can get tack that doesn't have to be heated. But if you've ever had a brush and trying to brush stuff through rock, it doesn't work too well. And so it's got a propane tank on it. And the heater that heats it up so it thins it out in a pump. And you can spray the area you want to fix. And you don't have it everywhere.
Is that like an adhesion promoter that bonds
the... It bonds the hot asphalt to the chip seal. Yeah. Okay. See, like when they did one, you know, when they're doing all their patch down there, they got a truck that comes in. And they either spray the little spot or they use the ball on the back to do it. But, yeah, I mean, it's just like concrete or asphalt. You got to have an adhesion between the two, and so.
All right, Gail, you're the only person that has asked a question.
I've got a comment.
Okay, all right.
I like to see what I've said it for years, before you were even born. The county needs to take over 180 and pave it all the way to Lake Road. That way it benefits both townships. It's halfway between 150 and 210. And,
you know, it took us,
it would be a funnel for people.
I started in 95, trying to get them to replace that bridge. And it took me almost 20 years to get them to replace that bridge. That bridge had an opening when it started, 2 foot by 4 foot. And after 20 years,
I had another idea.
And I went into a commission meeting screaming. Because it flooded. It flooded us so bad.
You wouldn't have gotten
it. Are you leaving us, Mary?
This comment, you're talking about snow plows? Yeah, we used to have a snow plow in the front of the cat back in 1952.
Wow.
Thanksgiving Day, 1952, Marshall sat on the cat with the blade on it. I sat on the tractor hauling water to it. My dad was a trustee following us in that truck.
Mm-hmm.
We plowed out from the Friends Church to Roseville, all you can see is the top of cars.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. We got anything else?
Just a comment.
Everybody done? Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not a problem. Like I said, I got a truck hauling rock up there tomorrow, so once it gets it rocked, I'll be able to speed it up, beat it in.
Okay.